Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And also in studio is Lisa Hughes. She's the Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are a busy person covering all of Southwest Minnesota. That's a huge chunk of change. And tell us, in a nutshell, kind of what it is you do for DEED then.
Well, Southwest Minnesota is defined as South Central and Southwest, so it's a 27-county region. And I work with businesses. The core of what I do is working with businesses that are looking to locate in Minnesota or expand in Minnesota. So I'll facilitate everything from that site selection all the way to operations of the facility after construction.
There is evidently a fair amount of interest in expansion and or location here in Minnesota, yes?
We've been extremely busy. This is a great time. We're seeing a lot of companies that are looking at their capital expenditures over the next couple of years, and they're pulling the trigger on some expansion projects they've talked about for a while. A lot of upgrades in regard to equipment, as well as new companies looking at locating in Minnesota, because as CNBC just announced us as the best place for businesses, that has really attracted a lot of positive attention. Minnesota has a great workforce. We have incredible infrastructure. We have amazing access to markets. It's a good place to do business, and we're recognized for that.
That's good for you, then. Keeps you busy.
It does. It makes it fun.
Tell us, you know, I imagine that every scenario, every situation is probably unique in its own way, but are there some commonalities you can tell us about, you know, what businesses are looking for?
Absolutely. Businesses right now, the main focus, which is the first time I've seen this in my over 10 years with DEED, they're looking for a skilled workforce. That's the number one criteria in site selection. They need to be in a place where they can find the people they need with the skills that they're looking for their operations. Secondly, I mean, labor costs are important. They also are looking for, they have the conversation around business taxes, the cost of doing business in Minnesota, supply chain networks. They would prefer to have the lack of unionized labor. And of course, as I've talked about before, broadband is key. And highway accessibility. Matter of fact, highway accessibility ranks before business taxes.
Really?
Yes, that's actually second after workforce availability.
Are some of these businesses also interested in rail access? Probably depends on the kind of business, right?
You bet. Depends on the kind of business. And more so now, because I'm so involved with biotechnology, we see rail being very, very important. So in that industry, rail is a criteria. In other industries, they like to have a site where they'll be able to access rail because they think in the future they may need it.
Okay, so it could be nearby.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. Well, next week I want to drill down into the skilled workforce piece a little bit, but we've run out of time. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa Hughes, Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.